1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Wednesday, June 28th. We have John Kastner joining us with Stratford Perth Museum, and John Stinson is on the line with Classic Lightfoot. So we've got lots to talk about this morning. John joining us this morning. John Kastner, good to see you. And John Stinson, welcome.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. And I'll be careful. We're both John, so who are you talking to?
That's right. Yes, I will be very clear. Well, first off, John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum. Of course, the news that you are officially retiring. We will, of course, talk about a little bit about that. But let's talk about a very special concert that's coming up. We have John Stinson on the line. John, Classic Lightfoot coming to the Stratford Perth Museum. This is exciting.
It's great. We have never been out that way that far, out to Stratford, so we're really looking forward to it. The band's really quite excited.
And John, you are the lead singer for Classic Lightfoot. And I got to ask off the top, doing Gordon Lightfoot, I mean, you know, an incredible repertoire, such great classic Canadian songs. What's it like singing like Gordon Lightfoot? Is it tricky? What's it like for you?
Well, you always hear so many comments about that. One I always remember by many musicians is, if you listen to Gordon Lightfoot's music, you think, as a musician, well, that doesn't sound, perhaps, that not difficult to play. Yet when you try to perform his music, you realize how complicated the songs truly are, regardless of how, you know, perhaps simple or balladry or a little faster song sound, they're quite difficult. Gordon was a tremendous songwriter, lyrics and melodies, and they're quite complicated to perform.
Absolutely. Canadian Railroad Trilogy is not a, shall we say, a light song. There you go.
Well, it's got a lot of interesting parts.
There you go. Again, it's Classic Lightfoot performing at Stratford Perth Museum at Players Backstage, and this is coming up for Sunday, July 9th. And, John, there's kind of some Lightfoot connections happening with the band. Is that right?
Well, we've got lots. It may take a while to go through them all, but highlights are we've got in the band itself, there's Steve Ayers is on bass. Steve Ayers is Gordon's nephew. He's the son of Bev Ayers, who was the sister of Gordon. And Bev Ayers was actually the manager of Gordon through the turbulent 1970s. So the connection for Steve, he was around the music a lot. So he's got great stories to tell. And he plays bass, and he knows all of his songs inside and out. So having Steve on stage is wonderful for us.
Oh, for sure. And now playing Lightfoot music since Lightfoot's passing, I imagine this has just been, you know, special connections, special memories, and just extra special now, if you will.
Well it's just tremendous. Classic Lightfoot Live is the name of the band. And we've been performing around Ontario for about 10 years. Gordon Lightfoot actually saw us perform. So that was a memorable moment for us in 2016. He came up on the stage afterwards, congratulated us. He said, "You're playing the songs the way they're supposed to be played."
So wow.
It was a great compliment. And it is special now, and after passing, so many people are, at least for perhaps, I hope, a long time, are interested in hearing more about his life and his music.
Oh, I think so. It's Classic Lightfoot Live. Again, that is coming up at Stratford Perth Museum, Players Backstage for Sunday, July 9th. And John Kastner, I understand there's even more Lightfoot connections for this upcoming concert.
Yeah, through John. We had John reach out to me last week, and Gordon's widow has reached out for tickets. And we obviously were, you know, taken aback. And so you know, we're certainly going to welcome Kim and a little bit of a group to come down for that Sunday. And this, like so many things that sort of happen organically, this went from a good idea to something pretty special pretty quickly.
Absolutely. So again, it's Classic Lightfoot Live. What's the best way to get tickets for this, John?
Yeah, so tickets are online through our regular portal. So StratfordPerthMuseum.ca. As soon as you open up the page, you'll see our homepage has got what we call our slider, which is about Classic Lightfoot Live, and then the hip tribute band that's in September. You click on there, and that takes you right to our ticket portal.
All right. Classic Lightfoot Live is playing in Stratford. This is not to be missed. And John, you're going to have a great time at Stratford Perth Museum with Players Backstage. And John, I have to ask, is there a favorite Lightfoot song? He's got, you know, Gordon Lightfoot, such an amazing repertoire of songs. Do you have a particular favorite or two?
Song for a Winter's Night would be probably the number one that I enjoy performing. I think it's just a wonderful, beautiful song. And of course, playing the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, just a fantastic ballad note to the sailors that lost their lives on that horrendous ship going down in 1975. Just a great song to perform.
Boy, oh boy, two stellar choices right there. And the website is classiclightfootlive.com. Is that the website?
That's correct.
All right. So again, we'll pass along all the details on our social media with mystraffordnow.com. But don't miss this concert. What a special opportunity. Classic Lightfoot Live performing at Stratford Perth Museum at Players Backstage. And again, that is coming up July 9th. Now, John Kastner, of course, the news that you are officially retiring.
I am.
How are you feeling about this?
Oh, I'm pretty at peace with it. I mean, it's a pretty unique circumstance. I've had two jobs in my life. You know, I went to the Beacon Herald right out of university and, left there in 2012 and wasn't sure what I was going to do next, if anything. And I've had a really great second career at the museum. It's been fantastic. And, the last 10 years.
And thank you, John, for all that you've done for our community, not only, of course, back in the Beacon Herald days, but, of course, now with the Stratford Perth Museum. So you're not walking out the door just yet.
No, it's December. They had asked for lots of notice, and so I was asked to make a decision for Canada Day. I'm going to look after the place for the next few months and make sure it's in good shape for the next person.
Absolutely. John, of course, we'll chat again very, very soon. But John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum. Again, in the meantime, get those tickets for Classic Lightfoot Live, and it's going to be a big summer. And John, also, Wingfield continues?
Wingfield's all done.
Oh, Wingfield is wrapped up. Yes, yes.
Yep. We wound that up on Sunday. And our last two major events is Lightfoot, which is July 9th. And then the Friday of the Labor Day weekend, we've got a Tragically Hip tribute.
Right.
And that's sort of the Stratford Perth Museum events at the backstage. Lots of other stuff. But those are our two events.
Yeah, another big summer with Stratford Perth Museum. John Kastner and John Stinson on the line with Classic Lightfoot Live. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.